A research scientist with Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada says by maximizing the development of memory cells, the sow will be better equipped to supply the milk required for her piglets to maintain optimal growth. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, a presentation of Manitoba's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
Those pesky computers. Whatever your question, whatever your catastrophe, your solution is just a click or call away. Commit it to memory. JupiterSupport.ca.
To optimize piglet growth, scientists working on behalf of Swine Innovation Pork are exploring the use of low-cost feeding and management strategies to increase sow milk yields. Dr. Chantel Farmer, a research scientist with the Sherbrooke Research and Development Center, says the number of milk-synthesizing mammary cells present is related to the amount of milk that will be produced, so it's important to maximize the number of cells in mammary tissue at the onset of lactation.
To do that, what I do in my research is to try to increase mammary development. This development takes place at three times in the life of a pig. The first period is from 3 months of age to puberty. The second period is the last third of gestation, and the third period is during lactation. What I want to achieve is a maximum number of mammary cells at the beginning of lactation. So I'm working on those two periods before, and I'm working on two aspects. One is nutrition, and the other one is endocrinology. So either nutrition or hormones. And in terms of nutrition, we know that gills that are growing have to be fed ad libitum. If we restrict feed them in the period from 3 months to puberty, it will have a negative effect in terms of mammary development. And feeding in gestation, there's not a lot of work that's been done. Overfeeding at the end of gestation may not be too good, but it seems that protein intake may be beneficial in late gestation, but there's really not a lot of work done on nutrition per se.
Dr. Farmer is currently looking at body condition of the animal, which is related to nutrition, and the amount of back fat at the end of gestation and the impact that has on mammary development. For Farmscape.ca, I'm Bruce Cochran.